Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about shop or store. We have David He. David is the Chief Strategy Officer of Cloud Tech, and he is also the Non-Executive Chairman at Shanghai Jinchun Company. Hi, David, 你好。
Hi, 你好。
Right, we want to talk about stores, and you are very qualified to talk about this because in the past few years, you and your family expanded your tea shops from one store to 75 plus in Shanghai alone.
That's right. We expanded quite rapidly.
Right. Okay, so we would love to learn how you did that. But before then, let's talk about how to say store in Chinese. A very generic term, we say 店。
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 It's the fourth tone, so we have to go down and we say 店。
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 Yeah, it could be any store. Could be a restaurant, could be a department store, could be a big, big store, could be a tiny corner store. And it's a generic term. To know exactly what type of store it is, then we add some adjective. So 店, the character, it's quite simple. It's the shape of a building on the outer side.
Okay.
And then in the middle, another character in the middle, that means occupy.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so you occupy a building to do what? To do business. Okay, so 店.
店.
Yeah, so you have a lot of 店, and then each one is a branch. So we can say 分店。
分店。
Yeah, 分店。
分店。
Yeah, 分 means to divide. And the character is number 8 plus the knife. And 8, number 8 here, that actually means to separate. So,
okay.
So you use the knife to separate. And instead of cutting into smaller pieces, you actually branch out even more.
That's right.
You clone more shops. So 分店。
分店。
Yeah, so branches. And nowadays, in many places in the world, you see McDonald's, you see KFC, you see Wendy's, and you see Starbucks, and you see Nanyang Cha Pu, which is your tea shop. And they are all branches.
Yes. 分店。
分店。Yeah, they are all 分店。So what's the secret of expanding from one store into 75 plus in less than 3 years? You said that's a retirement lifestyle business originally. It doesn't sound very relaxing to me.
I think the key is really that there are two elements to the success story. I think number one is product.
Mm-hmm.
So we emphasize natural ingredient and all sorts of natural flavoring. I think that has an impact to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't add anything artificial.
Right.
So the customer do appreciate what we've done in terms of sourcing and buying all those ingredients
right.
in exotic places.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is to place your customer at the number one priority for the business.
Right.
Whatever the customer asks for, whatever the customer is unhappy about, we improve on. So
it sounds very easy, but easy to say than to be done, right?
So once you have to combine the two, customer gets what they want and mm-hmm. they'll come back.
Okay, that's secret sauce. Okay, you have tea stores, so we can say you have 茶店.
茶店.
Yeah, 茶店. 茶 is tea and 店 is the store.
茶店。
茶店。But then the name of your shop is actually 茶铺, which is a bit more elegant, ancient way of saying it. 茶铺。
茶铺。
Yeah, and the name of it is 南洋。南 is south, 洋 is the ocean, southern ocean, 茶店。
Yes.
南洋茶铺。And then, so you mentioned about the source of the ingredients is all natural, and then you pay a lot of attention to mm-hmm. make sure that the quality is up to the best standard, and also you pay attention to the customers.
Yes.
And that's a secret sauce that you can expand
yes.
into many branches.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
So when we have different stores, actually we can add names as we mentioned. So if we say this is a tea shop, we say 茶店。
茶店。
And if we have a flower shop, we say 花店。
花店。
花 is flower.
花。
花。花店。
花店。
Yep. If we have bookstore, we say 书店。
书店。
Yeah, 书 it's book. So 书店。
书店。
I love bookstores.
Yes, yeah. I love bookstores too.
Yeah, and are there many bookstores now in China?
Yes.
I remember when I went there in the 90s, there was a Xinhua Shudian.
Yes.
Yeah, that was probably the only one.
I think there are more and more mm-hmm. Shudians until recently when things get more digital and online based. I think. The number of shudians has reduced.
Right. Yeah. Ironically, the shudian business in Taiwan seems to be booming. There is one called Chengpin. And I remember when I was a student, I loved going there because that was open for 24 hours. And that was the entire building in the prime area. And it's like a marble decoration with walnut shelves and with cafe open for 24 hours as well.
Yes.
And then they branched out quite aggressively later on.
Wow.
So that's a shudian, my favorite shudian in the world.
Shudian.
Yeah. And then if we say pharmacy, we just add medicine in front. We say yaodian.
Yaodian.
Yeah. Yao means medicine. So yaodian.
Yaodian.
And then another common word actually is jiudian.
Jiudian.
Yeah. Jiu is alcohol. But jiudian actually in Hong Kong, that means the hotels.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
They can say fan dian. Fan means the meal or the rice. And fan dian, there are two meanings. One is somewhere you eat. And the other meaning is somewhere you sleep. So fan dian.
Fan dian.
Yeah, so fan dian could be hotel. Jiudian could be hotel. But jiudian could be somewhere like a bar that you just consume alcohol, basically. Could be either way. So,
yes.
So when your friends invite you to go to jiudian, you need to be very careful to make sure which type of jiudian you are talking about.
Jiudian.
Yeah, jiudian. So when you say you have a lot of branches, and in order to differentiate which fendian, you can say you have Shanghai fendian, or you have Nanjing Lu fendian. Is that how you say that?
That's exactly what we say, Shanghai fendian, Nanjing Lu fendian. But I also like to teach the audience the other type of fendian, which is franchisee stores.
Yeah.
We call it 加盟店.
加盟店. Okay, awesome. So 加 means to add. Yeah. And Hmong means like alliances.
That's right.
Okay, so add alliances.
Sure.
Exactly. 加盟店.
加盟店.
加盟店. Yeah, that's very sophisticated now. And then when we say the headquarter, we say 总店.
总店.
Yeah, 总店.
总店.
Yeah, 总, that means the aggregate.
Yes.
And the president or the chief. So 总店.
总店.
Headquarter, very important. So where's your headquarter? Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Okay. And then how many staff do you have now? You lost count. Okay. Can you name all of them? Probably not.
400 plus.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I can't wait that you have London 分店. 伦敦 分店.
伦敦 分店.
Yeah. Maybe London could be the European headquarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that will be 欧洲总店.
欧洲总店.
Now, thank you so much, David. We talk about stores. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.
再见, 谢谢.
谢谢.